terrorism and extremism have started to take their bloodiest form in Pakistan, as loss of life has become a daily news headline. Pro-Taliban militants who have been attacking the locals in Pakistan are gaining strength with increased illegal supplies of ammunition, with which train attackers continue to successfully hit their targets across the country. Reports indicate that the increase in loss of lives is due to the inflow of illegal arms and weapons and their easy supplies to the miscreants.
One big factor of instability and bloodshed in Pakistan is the free-for-all arms trade in Pakistan. Pakistan has a very difficult situation. Look at its borders. They are all open and very porous borders, with Afghanistan on the sea, with India, and all. There are so many points from which arms can be sent to Pakistan. But anyhow, a serious effort should be made to control arms trade, because mostly, you know who are importing these trades? The police, the intelligence agencies have good idea of the people involved in this race and good idea of the point from where the weapons come into Pakistan.
According to an estimate, there are at least 20 million lethal weapons in Pakistan, which are used not only by the miscreants but also by political parties to show their power and influence. Political parties stack protests under private security forces armed with latest ammunition and weapons. While authorities blame the parties of safeguarding and promoting illegal trade of arms and displaying them openly in their gatherings, party leaders deny the blame and say that defenders of the country are least bothered about security of the people, which results in taking personal measures of security and safety. They said it is the Western agents who bring illegal weapons in the country through the borders and use them to kill innocent Pakistanis.
It is unfortunate that our defender failed to realize that their duty is to protect us, not to kill us, by allowing Western agents to walk through the borders armed with weapons. It is the Americans and Israelis who are behind the increased bloodshed in the country. They are the ones who bring illegal weapons in the country to fulfill their evil agenda of killing our people.
On an average statistics, at least 20 innocent lives are lost each day in Pakistan. Analysts say a quick resolve is required to ensure that Pakistan borders are secured and protected from any illegal arms trade going in or out of Pakistan soil. Pakistan is ranked 7 in a list of 178 most heavily armed countries. Penetration of arms in Pakistan society is clearly reflected in the increasing crime rate, leaving law enforcement authorities almost helpless. Hamza Amir, Press TV, Lahore.